but
I think I have a little better idea what you want now since reading the pamphlet over there.
Something that flour would come in if you buy just maybe 20 pounds.
Well, the only thing I'm familiar with either in a paper, in a sack or a bag.
What's the difference between a sack and a bag?
Well, when I think about a sack, I'm thinking about a larger container, something like that would, like when I was little, we bought flour in 24-pound bags. Of course, now we buy it in a 5-pound sack or a bag. I usually think, when I think about a bag, it's usually a paper bag. Mm-hmm. And if I'm thinking about a sack, now this is my interpretation, it's usually something a little larger and usually made out of a different material.
Cloth or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the thing that feed used to come in?
That's a sack.
What
feed
kind?
Sack. Oh, well, they're made out of a little cord, made woven, you know, loosely woven.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Any other names for that kind of sack?
Not as far as, not one that we're familiar, that I'm familiar with.
What about Kroger sack?
Well, now that's a term that's not used too much here. There again, it's always a corn sack here, whether you use it for feed or whatnot. Everybody knows what you're talking about. You may be going to put pecans in it, but you go get some corn sacks to put the pecans in.
What else have you heard it called? You've heard it called?
I've heard the croaker expression used, but it's just not right in this area. With us, it's not a common.
What about toe sack or gunny sack?
Yeah, toe and gunny. Now, to get back to your Jasper, Birmingham area back up there, they'll talk about what we call a corn sack being a toe sack.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, but now always in that for me, a corn sack is this loosely woven thing that you put feed or corn or what have you, big bag in.
And say if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
That's the tongue.
What about if you have a buggy? You have
that's your
two.
Put them between the your reins you drive with, and you put them between the. We never did have a buggy, but I know what you're talking about. You put the horse between the shafts. That's what I was trying to think of, the shaft.
And on the wheels, the thing that runs across to connect one wheel to the other.
The spokes.
Or no.
The axle.
Uh-huh. And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub, and then the spokes come out, and they fit into the
rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Usually metal.
What do you call the wooden piece that the rim fits over?
Now that I don't know.
Have you ever heard of the belly or fellow of a wheel?
Barbara, if I have it, it's just something I'm not that familiar with. I really am not.
What about when you have a horse hitch to a wagon, the traces, the barbed wood that the traces fasten onto?
Single tree.
And if you have two of those?
Double tree.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to.
Well, I'd say I was going to comb my hair or brush my hair.
And what you'd put in a pistol would be a...
shells.
Any other name?
Bullets. 22 rifle cartridges. Or 32 cartridge. If you were going thinking about a pistol cartridge would be a word that you would use.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor. Using a leather